And one of the wonderful things about Holden Village, this is our first trip to Holden. And on the way up here, ever since the first time, the second, third, and the fourth time on our way up here, we always have a conversation. I wonder who we're going to meet this time. I wonder who we'll meet that is going to become a lifelong friend. And never fails. It always happens. And, of course, all the people that are here at Holden, the teaching staff, the Mavericks, the kitchen, I mean, just everybody. We've met so many fine people here over the years that we feel really bad when we can't come because we feel our kids are really missing out on something, not to mention that we miss out on the peace and quiet and the clean air and the warm evenings. We're from Arizona, so we can really appreciate it. But our children love Holden Village, and they've made a lot of great friends as well. And this year, our daughter, Sarina, has made another dear friend. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves because it's part of their act. They put a little act together because they have so much in common. So they're going to open our show tonight. Desi and Zarina.
Desiree.
And I'm Zarina.
And we both have black velvet shoes with dragonflies. Okay, whatever. light blue jeans, Holden sweaters, Holden t-shirts, because of course we both love Holden. We have dark brown eyes, dark brown hair, big eyes, big smiles. We both talk too much. We talk too fast. We're both slimy. We both have funny faces. We're both slimy bookworms. We're wild and crazy animals. Even though
we're just friends,
we're practically twins.
They forgot to say they're both vegetarians. That's it. All right, we are the Guerrero family from Arizona. And these are our children, Tisok Cuauhtemoc. He's 9 years old and he's going to play percussion tonight.
Nine?
Oh! Okay, he was nine last time we were holding. He's 11 now.
Thank you.
I'm sorry insulting him in public. And our daughter, Zarina, she's nine and she's going to play shaker, and later on she's going to play the violin for us, and we're going to do rhythms and songs of Latin America. And Stacy was going to introduce us. That's right. What happened? It's okay.
America. Dos continentes, two continents, north and south, tied together by the slender curve of Panama. many nations, one people, Americanos. Canto al pueblo, songs of the people.
Of Brazil.
Brazil, Amazonas.
Of the Andean countries of Peru, Bolivia, and Ecuador. In these countries, we have instruments such as this one that I'll be playing. It's called a charango. It's an armadillo shell guitar with 10 strings, and they recycle the armadillo. There isn't very much wood where those people live. They live 14,000 to 17,000 feet above sea level, no trees. So instead of making guitars the traditional way, they invented their own guitar, charango.
Thank you.
We're going to do a very famous song from Peru called El Condor Pasa. And some of you who remember Simon and Garfunkel, they taped it in the 60s. But this is a traditional Aymara song, El Condor Pasa, that pays homage to the mighty condor, which is the largest flying bird in the world with a wingspan of up to 18 feet.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you.
We're now going to do a song in the language of Quechua, which is the language spoken in South America, in Bolivia, Peru. It's the language of the Incas, and it's called El Tinku.
Puya nilai nanita, makobayang pintai. Si si tu si si tu nanita, watu si ki si tu. Si si tu si si tu nanita, watu si ki si tu. Watu si ki si tu nanita, kosi si aki si tu. La 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 la.
Ourselves, and it's dedicated to all the people in the forests all over the world, not only the Amazon being the largest and the lungs of the world, and also the place of most biodiversity in the whole planet. There are more species of fish and animal and trees than any place else in the world, but there's many forests, including right here, the Cascade Forest, that we have to conserve. So this is called Song for the Forest People.
Struggles to survive. And in Africa, they're fighting for their lives. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. To think about and so little that we can do. What is this fact or apathy, and will we ever know the truth?
Well, we'll never know for sure until we try.
To do nothing would certainly be a crime. All right, thank you very much. Now I would like to sing a song. Carmen and I had the great opportunity, before we had these guys, to travel from her hometown in Brazil all the way to the Southwest, and we did it by land, believe it or not. It took us 1 year. We took buses, we took boats, we took trucks, we took burros. No, just kidding. But anything that passed by, we jumped on it. And of course, because we were carrying around guitars and charangos and instruments like that, everywhere we went, people wanted us to play, and they wanted us to teach them a song, and we wanted to learn their songs. And we learned a beautiful song that Carmen's going to sing for us now that expresses the pain of the past and hope for the future. And it's called Milonga de Estar Lejos, My Song of Being Far Away from Home.
Donde la sangre se mezcla, tanta distancia y camino, tan diferentes banderas, y la pobreza es la misma. Los mismos hombres se esperan. Yo quiero romper el tierra, la sangre de los caídos, no somos los extranjeros, los extranjeros son otros, son ellos los mercaderes y los esclavos nosotros. Yo quiero romper la vida.
Thank you. All right, we're going to do a music from the border area here. It's called Me Caí de la Nube. And this is for all the accordion fans out there.
And yes, you're allowed to dance. Yeah, there's a dance room over there. So the last song that I sang, talking about que lejos que está mi tierra, how far is my land, but also talking about all the borders and how in my song I'm talking about I want to wrap up, you know, destroy all the maps and just make people, human race, you know, one nation. And this is a song from the border, and living in Arizona, we are listening more and more to border issues. And this whole week we've been studying some things about migration and refugees with Phil Anderson. And it's wonderful to know that other people, especially the churches, get involved in what's happening in the border. And this is a polka from Mexico, and of course the polka was invented in Germany. And the accordion was brought with the immigrants and was quickly integrated into their music, and it's their music. And this is called Me Caí de la Nube. Now is a song from Colombia, and the cumbia, and you can continue dancing. And yeah, it's so much fun. And this is a song called Boca Chicas from the folk music of Colombia, featuring Zarina on the violin.
Thank you.
We'd like to sing a song now also featuring Sarina on violin and vocals. This is a song that we first became familiar with in the early 70s during the farm workers movement. And of course that was led by Mr. Cesar Chavez, a man we're very proud of and a man we hold dear to our hearts. He's been dead a few years now, but we're determined to keep his legacy of nonviolence and social justice alive, not only in our community action, but also in our everyday lives. So we're going to sing a song that he always had played when he was around. It's called De Colores, and it's about all the colors of the fields and the forests and of the people that come together and create something that's very beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. How you doing this, Arina?
Pretty good.
Can you hang? Can you hang for a couple more tunes? All right. All right, we're going to do a song you all know and love. And a while back, about 5 years ago when this song was made famous again, it was the most well-known song in the world at one time, and probably two or three times before. Can you guess what it is? La Bamba, there you go, all right. This is going to be our last song for the evening. Also, I'm sorry. Featuring Sarina once again on violin, ladies and gentlemen. And this goes out to two men who we love that have endeared us throughout the years and have affected our family and many people, I'm sure, of you. First of all, the man who wrote it, Mr. Tito Puente, who passed away couple weeks ago, the Mambo King, and Mr. Carlos Santana, that has made Latin music a household art form.
We're gonna try to do a street dance over here, right? Stacy said yes, so everybody back, yes, we're gonna do a street dance, we're gonna jam, we're gonna have a good time. Thank you very much.